Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov. Yes, I. Melkan Ahud. Beautifully good. First light. The Shabbat, the Aliyot. You got to fulfill the seven, you know, after the Shabbat podcast. So here, riding up. We have the first day service right here. We have the prophets reading. And we have the new covenant reading. So here we have teruma, donations, contribution, free will gifts and offering for the sanctuary known in the Hebrew as the Mishkan, from the Shakan to dwell, the Mishkan, that dwelling place of he who be who he be in the midst of Yisrael. Yes, God.
Thank you. Whatever you have done.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Ms. Gunn.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you. Whatever you have done. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions. When I need it, make myself a man. No man is his own keeper. Slowly I close my heart. Zion belongs. When I need it, your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contribution. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contribution. Thank you for whatever you have done.
Yes, the Levi. I Jemine Levi right there. There's one of the Rhema tunes. The Rhema tunes right here. Here for this sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong. And here for the first day, we have the prophet's reading and also the new covenant reading coming forward. Now, we had actually brought it right to the fulfillment there and didn't have time for the closing bracha. You know, the closing blessing after the reading of the Torah. So here, we're fulfilling the Sabbath. So here, after the Torah reading.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch atah Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah, noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Ve'imru. Amen.
Kadamawi.
The home place is due for
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vaye olam mate Vatokanu Barukata Yahweh Notain HaTorah Sheila.
And here, here, sealing up the Sabbath, the Shabbat time, and here, here, for the first day service, the Ehud Melkam, good, beautifully good, Ehud first light right here, 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 from the Liturgy of His Majesty, what is said on the first day, the Ehud.
Sos enya be'elete Ehud yemibal, said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkin yasara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wada ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayena yohona fetchmoibel. Sidkin yasara senvetin yakabram sohulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber Cha Astafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Sick be nourished, age protected, infants be cared for. All for one, one for all, working in this manner, there shall be no failure.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Yibel kulomu, hulum yibelu. All shall say, Abune zebe samayat, Abune zebe samayat. The Our Father prayer, the Lord's prayer.
Yes, Sunday service, Melkam Ehud. Yes, I first day.
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of all trespasses. We'll forgive all those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth.
ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብ ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማህፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማረና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
Lord's Prayer in English, Ge'ez and Amharic. After this manner, therefore pray ye. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Ge'ez, አቡነ ዘበሰማያት ይትቀደስ ስምከ ትምጻእ መንግሥትከ ወይኩን ፈቃድከ በከመ በሰማይ ከማሁ በምድር ሲሳየነ ዘለለ ዕለትነ ሀበነ ዮም ህድግ ለነ አበሳነ ወግጋየነ ከመ ንሕነኒ ንህድግ ለዚ አበሰ ለነ እታቢአነ እግዚኦ ውስተ መንሱት አላ አዲሃነነ ወባሊሃነ እምኩሉ እኩይ እስሚ ዚአከ ይእቲ መንግስት ኃይል ወስብሃት ለዓለም ዓለም አሜን። አምሃሪክ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ፣ መንግስትህ ትምጣ፣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን። የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ፣ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛም የበደሉ ይቅር እንደምንል። አቤቱ ወደ ፈተና አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ፣ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይልም ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለሙ አሜን።
לכן כך התפללו אתם: אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך, תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך כבשמיים כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו על חטאינו כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו, ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן, 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 אמן.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, but he who trusts in the Most High, by his death Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, can't see another dear. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw upon my jaw. Jaja, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment. Accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by his side Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks to another day. Thanks to the obstacles you're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent you give me, so for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks to dada. Thank you for the blessing that you throw upon me, Jah. Jah Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, Give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. And in this life, on my journey, if I should stumble, stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can, yeah. Stumble and fall and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He is the King of Glory.
Selah. 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 Selah.
The son of Ras Makonnen, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Wild and they that
the world
therein,
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea,
he had born and he done the sea,
and established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands,
he that hath
and a pure heart,
and
who hath not lifted up
his
soul
not
into vanity,
up his
nor scorned
his
evil. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Say,
Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Say, who is the King of Glory?
Study this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Yes. There's supposed to be an audio right there, brothers and sisters. Yes, here. Yes, I. That's right.
Sabbatical study. This I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Yes, so what do we have here in the Terum?
Finding of the elements of ancient black Jewish messianic. I would say Christianity, but I like to avoid that word because it's a, in a Western Protestant and Gentile sense, it's a oversimplification that causes confusion. Just saying Christianity, you know, we have to really start to look at the context. Protestant Christianity or Gentile Christianities, and we really emphasize the T's part of it. Not T's, but it is a T's in a sense, even on that level of interpretation, but Christianity. So what we have in Tabot, we call Tabot Christina, or in Tabot Christianity, or we can say in ancient black Judaic Christianity versus or vis-a-vis by comparison and contrasting to the Western Protestant traditions. And now here we are in the Torah portion number 18, the RSS, the sabbatical known as Teruma or Sitota, and Sitota is the main. Sitota means a gift. A sitota is a gift from the root sete, mestet, sete, to give. Right? So sitota is a gift. Usually this part is called the offerings because it begins with the key verse. We have verse, actually the key word is in verse 2. And verse 2, verse 1, Why Yedaber Yahweh El Moshe Leimor or Leamor Leimor? In other words, and Yahweh, he who he be, spake to Moses, saying, says here, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. That they bring me an offering, a teruma, of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye or y'all, speaking to all, speaking in the plural sense, bizu, right? Not netala, singular, no, bizu sense says, ye shall take my offering. Dabir al Bnei Yisrael ve or ve yikholi teruma, yikholi teruma. Now begin the detailed instruction for the constructing of the tabernacle of Yahweh, with all its furnishing, the tabernacle of the male power, Jah, Yah, or we can say the new theology being introduced by Moshe, by Moses. It's a refinement, actually. You know, we look at it in the big picture. So we're going to emphasize the male, the tabernacle of the male power, Yah, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, or Jah Adonai, with all of its furnishing. The tabernacle is called the Mishkan, very important word in its symbolic connection with the womb. They have come out of Mizraim, Mitzrayim. They have come out of the tomb,
Now, the detailed instructions for the constructing of the Mishkan, or the dwelling of He Who Be Who He Be, with all of its furnishings. The first paragraph here, it introduces the issue of the heavenly, the archetypal, the pattern for the construction. And it calls for the people to make willing offerings. So we have Exodus chapter 25, verses 2-7. This first paragraph introducing the subject matter of the pattern, of the heavenly pattern for the construction. And the call here is for the people, or Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, for the children of Israel, for the children of Israel to make willing teruma. And from verses 8-9, the explanation of the purpose for these teruma, for these offerings. So what is the message here? The message here in this, actually, we said 18th, actually it's the 19th Torah portion, right, teruma, the 19th Torah portion, known as teruma. Let's go right here. The 19th Torah portion known as teruma, the offerings or the contribution. So what is the message here? The message here is that Ha Elohim, He is calling for His people, for Jah people, to offer of their substance willingly. This is a key word. The key word here is will and willingly. Let's study the will. Right, will and willingly. In fact, the will is the second step after establishing order. Order, will, wisdom, righteousness. From the ground zero to Zion, or the heart chakra. Right, so at this point, it's about will, to make our wills obedient to good influences. It's to show the greatest wisdom. Right, is that step towards wisdom. So order, will, wisdom, righteousness. So the message here is that Ha Elohim is calling for His people, Jah people, to offer of their substance willingly, so that His sanctuary, His Mikdash, Mekdes, His holy place, may be made. That is the first word for this RSS number 19, or teruma. Right, teruma. These are the offerings. Right, offering of our substance. Right, offering of our substance, so that His sanctuary, so that His tabernacle, so that His dwelling place, so that He might dwell amongst I and I and we, Rastafari. So we are a look forward, and we thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah. Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, earth rightful ruler.
People, Hashem knew that the people would not
be able to keep it. So he sets the stipulations for priesthood and sacrifice, although initially such was not there. It was just pure legislation, pure law. It was the 10 words, the Eseret HaDebarim, Aseret Kalat, Aseret Kalat. It was the 10 words. But Jah knew. Who knows? Jah knows. Xiavier Yaukal, Yahweh Yaukal, he who be who he be. He knew that Yisrael, he knew that the B'nai Yisrael, that the people even of the children of Israel, that called Yisrael, would not be able to keep it. Keep what? To keep their word. You know, call Asher Dibur Adonai, and Asher. And then they added even to that, Venishma, Venishma. We will, not only will we do all that Adonai has said, call Asher Adonai. Well, actually it says Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah. Now we say Adonai out of calling upon, O Lord of His mercy. Right, Adonai, as we're just reasoning. Now in the Aliyah and in the invocation, we seek to use the Yod Hey Weh Hey, you know, in spirit and in truth. But what the people said was that all that the Lord Jehovah has said, Kol Asher Diber Adonai. Now this is interesting when we see the various areas. I think it's the three areas. I'm going to go over this in review of the Chaburim again. But Jah knew. So here we are getting after these four. Another interesting point and theme we notice Chaburim in the H4C Hebrew for Christians. There was a note. And this is a very, very good note. We have said this before, but we like how this is said right here. You cannot have the cross. You can't have the cross, the meskel. You can't have the cross that marked the Tawe, right, without HaTorah, without HaTorah, without the instruction directions. And you cannot have HaTorah, can't have the directions, the instruction, or the law, Jaloh, without the meskel, without the cross. And we say the true cross, or the finding of that true cross and the connection that we have, even in this Torah portion, the 19th, with the sanctuary, built for he who be who he be, right? Built for he who be who he be, for Jah, sanctuary, mikdash, where he may dwell in the midst, in our midst. So it's that sanctuary of the heart, heartically speaking. So the offerings, the teruma, the qualification for the offerings, right? Yidbeinu libo, one whose heart maketh him willing, one who has a willing heart, one whose heart maketh him willing. So Jah knew that his people has spoken somewhat, you think? Somewhat presumptuously, but yet it is just like I and we, you know, putting our commitment to Jah first before they and even we, I and I, fully understood and understood what was and what is required of them and what is required of us. So thus we have a reason and a meditation on priorities. The priorities. What are the priorities that are placed before us, even in this sabbatical study, in this Shavua here? It's the offering, right? The offering of the heart, the offering of the willing heart to build for he who be, we be, that holy place, the innermost of the innocence, that place to be still and know, the place to be still and gnosis, that holy place, that chapel. Selassie is the chapel.
To Yah belong the earth.
Pure heart, Ubar Lebab. There have Queen Makeda with Psalm 24. The tune is Clean Hands, the Hebrew, bringing the Hebrew to key verse, clean hands and a pure heart. Here for this Taruma here on the first day service, sought to bring forth the audio, but little editing right there. In the Shabuah previous with this 19th sabbatical study, we had Psalm 68. Now, we should know Psalm 68, some key verses, including this verse.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
So we ride up with the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, which is 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 12 to chapter 6, verse 13. And then the Brit Chadasha reading, the New Testament, New Covenant reading, we have 2 Corinthians, focus verses chapter 9 to verse 1 to 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, focus verses 1 to 15. And the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, focus verses 33. To verse 37. Now here we also have this Torah reading and feeding this angel's bread, a commentary, a reasoning on inside the ark, the significance of the ark, right? We say the true story of the ark. You know, what's the history? Some say if you don't know the history of the ark, you skylark. But right here, some central information is given, some core information inside the ark. One of the thoughts for the Shabuah, right, was that the Ark of the Covenant was at the heart of the tabernacle. As such, it corresponds to the heart of man. When we study the tabernacle, as is emphasized in the Torah reading and feeding to Moshe, that he take heed and build all things, do all things according to the pattern, the tabnit, do all things according to, there's a certain pattern. So we look at the Ark of the Covenant, which is called, interestingly here, it's referred to as the Ark of the Testimony, the Aron HaEdut. Aron HaEdut. That's significant because until that testimony that he says he would give, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, he said that he would give that testimony that will be put inside the Aron HaEdut, the Ark of the Testimony. Now, when the covenant later on is put there, then we get to name the Ark of the Covenant, because the covenant is his testimony. So the Ark of the Covenant was at the heart of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, the dwelling place, also called the Ohel Moed, Ohel, the tent of Moed, Moed, the appointment, tent of meeting. As such, also the Mikdash. Mikdash signifies the holy place, a set-apart place. Mikdash in the Hebrew and Mekdes in the Ethiopic, Royal Amharic. But as such, it corresponds the Ark, the Aron. In the Hebrew, the Aron, Aron, the Ark, Tavot, Ethiopically speaking. As such, the Aron HaEdut, the Ark of the Testimony, the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant, it corresponds to the heart of man. Just as the Ark, HaAron, was HaElohim, HaElohim's throne in the tabernacle from the description, detailed description given. In fact, John's sanctuary, he gives such detail, attention to detailed descriptions. So just as the Ark was HaElohim, HaElohim's throne in the tabernacle, in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary, we, I and I, need to make I and I hearts. Here, the connection of the purifying of the hearts, a suitable throne for him in I and I lives, in I and I liberty. A little commentary verse right here, iditative verse, Exodus chapter 25, verse 16. It says, you shall put into the ark the testimony that I shall give you. A meditation right there. It's not the testimony that we want to testify to, but what is the testimony that he shall give I and I, and that he shall give we. So once again, right here, the audio we're going to share a little earlier. I had to check it out, and we have it right here, here, here. This audio, and it's connected here with this particular verse that we often share and bringing it out in the previous Shabuah. It was the daily psalm according to the royal
princes
order.
Shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
So this is called for Teruma, the 19th sabbatical. Here, heart makes willing. The princes mentioned in Psalm 68, Verse 31, Sima, hear this. Oh, here, Sima. Sima, Rastafari. Here we go,
Looking over just kind of the first reason right here, as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Teruma. Teruma. Looking over just kind of the first reason right here as we look at the 19th, this 19th weekly sabbatical known as Teruma in the Masorah and translated as offering and sometimes interpreted as contribution or donations, offering. Teruma, Teruma. Now, the first words right here is the 12th word in the opening of this parasha here at Exodus chapter 25. And now, looking at the Chumash right here, we have two verses. We got verse 1 and 2. The first part, first verse, it says, and the Lord and Jah spoke to Moses, saying, so in the Hebrew we have, Why Yidaber Yehovah al Moshe le'mor. And Yehovah and Jah, Yahweh, spoke to Moshe, saying, now we come to verse 2 right here. Daber al Bnei Yisrael. Speak, daber, to the children, al Bnei of Israel, Yisrael, that they take for me, that they take for I, an offering. Where Yikahuli Teruma says, of every man, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, Mayat Kol Ish Asher Yidavenu, or some would say Yidavenu. Now this is a key word right here, Davenu, in Judaism and in modern Judaism. The word Davenu refers to prayer and praying. Praying, they'll say, the Khazarians in the modern Ashkenazi pronunciation, they'll say Davenu, ve, right? Well, actually, it's Yidabenu, Yidabenu. So Yidabenu. Just make a note of that right there. And the basic interpretation in the verse would be connected with willing, right? Yidabenu libo, lib, lab. We say Bamarinya, we say lib. Lib is heart. Some say lab. Some pronounce as lib, libo. Libo in the Hebrew, his heart. We have libu Bamarinya in the Amharic, his heart. So we have libo, heart, and libo and libu. So libu, Amarinya, 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 libo, libo, Ibrahist or Hebrew. Oh, just to make that note there. But just a note on that, let's go over this last verse, because these are just phrases. When I say phrases, we have short phrases that make up the sentence, couplets, right? So looking at this kind of couplet, this phrase where it says, of every man or man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. I think we need to just go over this maybe once again, that when we're studying, I mean, this is just something that we have kind of discovered while, you know, best practices and procedure, and just share it with the Habarim and with the Wendemoch, the brothers and the Echitoch and the sisters, that when we're studying, it's very important to pay attention to the, like when you're driving, you pay attention to the indications, you know, along the road. Same thing when you're reading and studying, pay attention to those indications. So we have like the commas, the semicolons, you know, is it a quote, the colons, semicolons. I mean, really pay attention to that. For example, we have this couplet here, which says, of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. So we have to break that part, break that phrase down and study. We would say, of every man, right? Of every man whose heart maketh him willing. So of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like every man whose what? Heart. I mean, you can go that way as well, but just paying attention to the indications. That kind of helps us kind of like take bite size, like if we're eating food. We take a little piece here. Right, you know, and then take a little piece. You know what I'm saying? In a, how can we say, in a decent and an orderly way. Right? Even there we have the decorum, if you over is what I'm saying. So looking at this last phrase, in the Hebrew it's a little bit easier in the languages because we'll see like the and. So we'll see these phrases. So looking at this last phrase in verse 2, it says, Mayat kol ish asher yidabenu libo tikhu take et terumati. Ye shall take my offering. So when we're looking at it, ye shall take the tikhu et terumati. So we actually have teruma twice. We have terumah and then we have terumati. Take offering, teruma, and terumati. So when we say terumati there, according to the present pointing of the Hebrew, terumati, we refer to my offering. So we have offering actually twice. We have that they take for me, John is saying, an offering. Now he qualifies it further. Of every man whose heart maketh him willing, ye shall take my offering. So one who feels a sense of compunction or obligation or force, then they of them do not take an offering, but of every man whose heart, get this in the translation, whose heart maketh him willing, right? Whose heart maketh him willing. So this is where we have the Asher Yidabenu Libo. Asher Yidabenu Libo, right? Who's willing, it's interesting, the Asher, we look at, usually we see this in the translation like the who's there. Right, that whose, or even sometimes it's translated as which, not which, but which, that's why I like to say whose. He says, whose heart maketh him willing? Asher yidabenu libo. Asher yidabenu libo. This is interesting because in just looking at this, we're going to have Asher in this sense. Right? Like we say, Asher in the sense of Ehya, Asher Ehya. When Eubi Ubi said to Moshe, I am that I am. Ahia, Asher, Ahia, Asher. Ahia, I am. Asher, Ahia. So we have here, Me'at Kol Ish, Asher, Yidabenu Libo. Asher, Yidabenu Libo. Oh. So here we have the section being addressed. This section here is being addressed to Moses while he was in the summit of the mount. Directions were given for the directions, instructions were given for the construction of the sanctuary, of the Mikdash, right, of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, in which, now they say right here, and the Chavarim that have the Chumash, we'll see in the footer for this Torah portion, the verse 1 connected with the phrase, the Lord spoke. Why daber Yehovah, why daber Yahweh, and Jah spoke, or and spoke, he will be, and spoke Jah, and Jah spoke. This section right here, you'll see that there's have Shekinah. I want you to make a note of that. It should be Shekinah, not Shekinah, but Shekinah, Shekinah. I want you to make a note of that. We had touched on this, I think, previously in a short series. I had to go over that again, but when the inspiration had come to I and I, we had sought to make a presentation. I think we did make that presentation on whether Shekinah or Shekinah, or in the anglicized would be Shekinah, Shekinah. There's actually a name. You can check out the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary as well. Because, see, Shekinah, right, Shekinah is the feminine sense, and also we don't have that within the scriptures. That's kind of an addition of, we could say, Jewish and modern Jewish speculation. See, the word Shekinah, and we went through a diligent study in the scripture to really find, you know, when someone says, well, this such and such, we'll look in the text. We don't see Shekinah in the text, so this is implied. It's to say the dwelling of God. But the word right here is a feminine sense, Shekinah. It should be Shekinah. And we actually have the word in Scripture. While when we look into the Hebrew Scripture for Shekinah, we do have Shekinah, but this is related to the soul, the female, the feminine soul. The soul is feminine, right? Dwelling and abiding with the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh is male. And it's, see, I'll just make a note on that right here, you know, and I hope that we can get into some of the basics. And any questions about this, let's get the questions out. You know, let's get the reasoning out. Even if it might seem offish, sometimes this is the way we get the truth. Like, well, why does it say Shekinah here? It was the question that came to I and I mind. And in prayerful meditation and study, we got to see that it is an error. It should not be Shekinah. It should be Shekinah. Shekinah is the dwelling of he who be, who he be. So the instructions here in this Torah portion, 19th Torah portion, is being given for the construction of the holy place, we could say the chapel, the sanctuary, the mikdash, the mekdash, in which the Shekinah would be manifest. Not the Shekinah, but the Shekinah, Shekinah, so that Elohim could speak with Moshe, and there would be no further need for him to ascend up to the mount. Now this is one reason that these instructions are being given, right, so that Elohim would speak with Moses and no further need for him to ascend to the mount. In other words, looking forward, right, looking forward right here, right? So this is just a kind of an overview of the Lord speaking, Josh speaking here. What is he speaking to? He's speaking to the instructions given for the construction of the sanctuary, the holy place. In the Hebrew, the Mikdash. Bamarinya, we say Mekdes. And the Kedesek Adash, the holy place. Right, now, this holy place includes the tabernacle, the Mishkan. And the Mishkan is the center of that Mekdes, Mikdash, sanctuary place. And within that Mishkan, Yahuwah would shakan. That's why we say Shekinah. Oh,
Now, when we come with our willing hearts and souls, you see, our souls, that's the Shekinah. The Shekinah is referring to us. The Shekaniah is referring to he who be who he be. He says right here, he says, there's a footer where it says for me, where it says take an offering for me. Some say that it's not for Elohim's use, like he needs a donation or a contribution, but it's for the glory, the kabod, of Hashem, of his name, right? And for a place for him to visit and to dwell, that's the Shekinah there, to dwell with his people. So he calls for a teruma. Now, teruma is said to denote something that is set apart. Teruma has the idea of a free will gift, a free will offering. There are three types in the scripture of terumas, of offerings. So once again, we have another evidence of the fingerprint of Ha-Elohim, even here in the tripart or three-part, the three types of what is known as the teruma that are mentioned in Torah, in the law or instruction. What are these three types of terumas? There's one, the capitation charge. We could say the head charge, as it were, the cap, capitation, capital, the cap, where you wear a cap on the Ras, the cap. So we say the head charge of a half shekel. So we have the head charge or the capitation charge of a half shekel from which the sockets of the tabernacle, the sockets of the Mishkan, tabernacle, the Hebrew Mishkan, Mishkan literally a dwelling place, right? The half shekel is for the sockets of the tabernacle to be made. We have that in Exodus 38 and 26. Then there was a similar charge, right, for the purchase of the communal offerings, a similar charge for the purchase of the communal, for the community. So it's like the donations, the gifts that will be utilized by the community. Right? And lastly but not leastly, of the three types of teruma that I mentioned in Torah, we have the offering that is specified here. The offering. And remember, all this is included as one offering. Notice that the teruma is singular. Even though many things are mentioned, the whole thing is one. As we say with the 10 words and one meat squaw. Just to make a note right here. Now, we had touched on this already, but this deserves to be noted here, where it says, whose heart maketh him willing. That's the translation we have here in the Chumash. Whose heart, right? Asher yidabenu libo. Whose heart maketh him willing. Asher yidabenu libo. Whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made. No forcible levy. You know, it's not tax, like somebody snatching and taking it, forcing you to give. No. Asher yidabenu libo, whose heart maketh him willing. No compulsory levy was to be made, but voluntary gifts were requested. The people did not wait for the collection to be announced, but brought, we find in this Torah portion, they brought more than enough. In Exodus 36 and 5, there's that witness. And all that remained for the princes, for the Sarim, the Roshe, the princes, the Mekwanit, you say, but for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. So the people, so we have the people and we have the princes. Let's note that right there as well. Because the people, right, they didn't wait for the collection really to be announced, but they had brought more than enough. You know, so we're going to look at that right there, 36 and 5. And all that remained to be contributed or offered or given as a gift was for the princes. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Actually, that psalm there, really, the gates are referring to the princes. Lift up your heads, O you princes. Lift up your heads. Princes. Mekwanin kagibit ayu wat alu. Ethiopia, Jochuan, wat ekziyaviher, zaragalech. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to the sustainer, to Ha-Elohim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So all that remained was for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. Note that. So the people brought everything else, but what the princes brought. Now let's look at this in connection with Psalm 68:31. And let's look at the A part and the B part. We often look at the B part. I hear the B part. I chant the B part. Ethiopia stretch over hands to God. To Jah. Actually, in the script, Elohim. Allah Salah said the first, right? But what's the first part of the verse? The first part of the verse is, princes shall come out of Egypt. Now that applies to us. Israel. So-called black people in the latter days. We're also now the princes. First, Rastafari was to contribute was the precious stones. Precious stones and the oil. When I'm going over this, I'm thinking about the oil, and I'm saying, okay, we have in the, you know, the twofold sense, literal precious stones, gems, right, and oil, all right? But then we look at oil being a symbol of what? Spirit, right? Holy Spirit, anointing, Christina, Mashaha, right? Anointing, right? And the Moshiach, the anointing, oil. The anointed was anointed with oil. But in the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, in the iritical and the spiritual sense, as we rise up, we get to see that the oil refers to anointing. All right, so this is the key, even when we speak about the whether to call it the menorah or the lampstand or the candlesticks or the candlestand or whatever. Even though we have that in the translation, we should make those notes there. So because maybe some of the translation, it could be 90, say it's 95% good, or 90, say it's 99. So that 1%, you know, they said 99% of the people are run by 1% are controlling 99. So even if we look at the scripture and say, hey, this is, why is this Holy Ghost? Why is this ghost? Let me write, scratch out ghost and put spirit. It doesn't mean that the rest of it is not good, but still that one. You see the 99, 1%, okay, we'll touch on that. But just as an example right here. But let's take this up. All right, take this up in meditation right here. But this last note from Exodus 35, right, in Exodus 35 and 27, this last note where it says that all the people gave so much, the people gave enough, the people were very moved to give, and all that had remained was for the princes to contribute was the precious stones and the oil. Is there a new covenant rhema word there, right now word there for us, brothers and sisters? There's something to headrest with Jah on. Stay tuned. More to come, Yah willing. Give thanks for your patience and your attention. Chavarim. Shalom. Jah bless the eye. Keep the eye and cause his face to shine on the eye and eye and eye and give eye and eye Yeshua. Shalom. Glory be the King. 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 Glory be the King.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan. I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies, and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on instruments followed after, among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God in the congregations, even the Lord, from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thou the people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. To God. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, 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 Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heavens, which were of old, lo, he doth send out his voice, and that lift a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God.
In life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten
Commandments. The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, important, important?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tovim Veratzah b'debreihim Haneamarim b'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torach U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 5, verse 13 to chapter 6, verse 13. Besama'ab wawalet mefetza kudus ahaduam lak. And King Solomon, Nebu Solomon, raised a levy out of all Yisrael, and the levy was 30,000 men, and he sent them to Lebanon, 10,000 a month by course. A month they were in Lebanon, and 2 months at home. In Adoniram, was over the levee, and Solomon had 70,000 that bear burdens, and 80,000 hewers in the mountains, beside the chief of Solomon's officers, which were over the work, 3,300, which ruled over the people that wrought in the work. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house, the Beit. And Solomon's builders and Haran's builders did hew them in the stone squares. So they prepared timber and stones to build the house, the Beit. Chapter 6. And it came to pass, in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Zif, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of Yahweh. In the house which King Solomon built for Yahweh Buruku, the length thereof was 70 cubits, the breadth therefore 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house. And 10 cubits was the breadth thereof, before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about. Against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and of the oracle. And he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad. And the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For without in the wall of the house he made narrow rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought there, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was being built. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of Yahweh Buruku came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I perform my word with thee, which I spake to David thy father. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, and I will not forsake my people Israel. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole kedemari haile senasi, nugus negesi Ethiopia, Ja Rastafari, Yeshua Shalom.
Haftarah, Rhema tune right now, tune still pulse, your house, it's your house, yes I, Rastafari, Beta Rastafari.
Realize that so much when I burn.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah, 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 against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, 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 the angel of the Lord. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall, house of David shall, house of David shall, house of
what is true.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
Economic and social growth It's a labor and a slow process. Deliverment is the accumulated result of intensive long-term effort. It is not enough that the nation desires development and economic maturity any more than a child wishing to become a man. Time is required coming with experience, trial and error. Requirements of nation cannot be ignored or evaded. The child must first cry, then walk before he or she can run. Also must the nation progress through the successive stages of growth before the stages reach rapid, accelerated development. And the Maya Lake is supply water for our broad and general exposure to life in the 20th century. After the wall around them, Ethiopian has now awakened and demand more for themselves than the fathers possess. We need to improve our land and in our children, not in Babylon, but in a holy Mount Zion. By the beautiful rivers, man, I want to get that thing, chatting with wildlife, and a holy for vegetation for the land. Nature is the way, chatting King Celestial, long time. Hey? Nature is the way. God in King Selassie, long life tradition, soul will be our day. That's what Selassie I say. Hey, that's what Selassie I say.
Of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 19. Teruma, contributions, offerings, from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 through 15, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 33 through 37.
We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 1, Aleph, verse 2, Beit. Amnam, Ein Torek Li She'ektob Aleikim, Al Debar HaSherut Le'ezrach HaKdoshim, Ki Yedaiti Et Nidibatkem Asher Aleiha Ani mit halel bakem lifne anshe Makedonia lemur akaya mzumenet mishana sheabara wekinatkem heira et ruach harabim. For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind. For that I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain, in this behalf, that, as I said, ye may be ready. Lest haply, if they of Macedonia come with me, and find you unprepared, we say not ye, should be ashamed in the same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before to you, and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready, as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. The encouragement, Elohim loveth a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. But this, I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all men, and by their prayer for you that longeth after you, for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. Matthew chapter 5, verse 33, Lamed Gimel, verse 34, Lamed Dalet, verse 35, Lamed He. Od Shemaitem, Ki Ne'amar Larishonim, Lo Tishba Lashakr, Veshalem Layawa Shavuoteka. Wa ani omer lakem lo tishbau ko shabua lo b'shamayim ki kisei Elohim hema v'lo ba'aretz ki hadom raglayu hi
Velo be Yerushalayim ki hi Kiryat Melek Rab. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform to Yahweh thine oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, by thy ras, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Katamawi, Chaili Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
Joshua reigns. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh, now, yeah.
Praise ye the Lord. Ye the Lord.
Yeah.
Ye the Lord. Yeah.
Royal Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty.
Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian? To understand. Could you explain to people exactly what it means being a Rastafarian?
I would say to the people, man, be still. I know that His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia, is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come say it loud, make me hear what them have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't see what kind of more reveal our people want more God for reveal to them. What them want? They want a white God. Well, God come black.
Mm-hmm. You know, listen, Bob.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, but listen, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah, Bob made him say, true, yeah, that's true. Here, History of the Ark. The Priest Ivy tune right there. They like to play a little bit of it right here and then segue into a little bit more on this Teruma right here. Free will gifts and offerings and here. Check it.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
So here. Let's bring up this tune just to remind ones and ones. It's right here. This tune on the Ark. See, we still have it on the board right here. Here, it's Ross Ivy. He's been in the news, the Ross Safari News, Scott's Pass, and some of that news down there. Ross Ivy here, Ark of the Covenant, Nyabingi chant right here.
Ethiopia, the first country mentioned in the Bible. This is the sacred Ark of the Covenant. The most ancient biblical artifact. But be remembered, the ark, it shall not be conquered. To all Ethiopians, those at home and those abroad, must I knight, in the name of His Imperial Majesty Emperor Haile Selassie I, and restore his ancient glory.
And if you don't know the history of the earth,
Rewind and come back, selector.
Chan, if you know the history, what about the biblical history? Let's go way back. Let's go to the foundation. Otherwise, just skylarking. A lot of things I said, I love the tune right there. But, you know, the ark can't be taken, but the ark was taken even in biblical times. Hey, we have to look at this in context. We had the Rosh Shiloh tune. What's the name of the tune? Hail the King, the one with Elohim and Yahweh and Yeshua, those Hebrew divine names right there. In that particular tune right there, he speak about between the cherubim, you know, seated between the cherubim. And in this 19th sabbatical study, Jah says he will speak to the children of Israel and will command to Moses that which to command to children of Israel from between the cherubim and above the mercy seat. And we always touched on the fact that the throne, a symbolic throne, when we start to study it, the ark, is what it is in the holy place, the sanctuary. So we got to know the biblical, this is all about the biblical history of the ark. Yes, sir.
Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Now, there's many details in this Torah portion here, Teruma, the details of the pattern, and we need to take heed to the pattern. So here we're going to seek to get an overview, because an interesting note is that the count of creation, which we have in the first book of Moshe, the first book of Moses, called Genesis, Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 2, round about verse 3. The account of creation is given in just 34 verses. Count them, 34 verses. But the description of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, is described in over 250 verses. Interesting. Amazing. This is amazing. This is very, very interesting. The account of creation is given in just 34 verses. Genesis chapter 1 to Genesis chapter 2 and 3. But the description of the Mishkan, of the tabernacle, of the sanctuary, is described in over 250 verses. Now, some like Rashi, one of the early Judaic commentators, he thought that the commandment to create the Mishkan, the tabernacle, was given after the chat'at, or the sin, the ochre of the golden calf, and thus it functioned as a means of repairing, or like almost a reparation, repairing that breach that was caused by that chat'at, that ochre, that falling short. What do you think? Is this the reason why this was given? Seeing that when The ten words that Elohim Ha'ab spoke was given, the pure law, that pure legislation. There was no provision for priesthood or sacrifice in the initial giving. So some see that the commandment to create the Mishkan, the tabernacle, that this was given after the chat'at of the golden calf. What do you think? Now, what's the purpose of the tabernacle? The purpose of the Mishkan is to allow, and was to allow the people to draw close to HaElohim, to the true good, the true God, by means of a korban, what we know as the korban. The korban is the sacrifice, makreb, the karab, the karab, to approach by sacrifice, comes from the word and the root that means to draw near, the drawing near. We need to reason on this first principle, the first principle of life for life, the principle of life for life. This represents the means, the ways and the means of drawing close, drawing near to Elohim, the true good, the true God. How does the sacrifice of Adonai Yeshua, of Geta Jesus, how does this create an exchange for your life, Lifnei, before Ha'am, before the Father? Now, speaking of the origin, and speaking of the origin of the word Kirubim, Kirubim is very, very interesting. Many acknowledge that to them the origin of this word is uncertain. Some say the word Kirubim, what we often say in the English with a ch sound, is really a ki, Kirubim, the Kirubim. From ki, in the Hebrew, ki means like a preposition like. And the Aramaic word, Rabia. Some say ki Rabia. Rabia in the Arabic means like a child, which may explain, some say, the artistic depictions of Kirubim as like winged little children with wings, because of looking at the Hebrew, the Western Shemitic ki, which is like, and the Aramaic Rabia, ki Rabia, ki Rabim, as a little child. Thus, some say this may explain that artistic description of cherubim, so to speak, as winged little children. Now, the Kirubim, they were first mentioned guarding the access to the Eitz Chaim, to the tree of life in the Gan Ba'eden, in the Garden of Eden. After the Chatiyat, after the Akri, the fall, the sin of Adam Wahewan, Adam and Eve. And next, the Kirubim or cherubim, they appear as statues, and so to speak, mounted on the Kaporet, the mercy seat, over Ha'aron, over the Tabot, the Ark, in Exodus chapter 25 and 18. Now, Jah is said to be, quote, enthroned over the cherubim or the Kirubim. We have First Samuel, we have Shmuel chapter 4, verse 4. We have Psalm 80, verse 1, and other areas where it says that he is seated between or upon, in some translation, between the Kirubim, upon the Kirubim. Now, the second word, often referred to as the second commandment, the second commandment, it says that we are not to make, quote, sculptured image. In the Hebrew, this would be fessel. A sculptured image is a fessel or any likeness, right? The temuna, we have the temuna, a temuna. Temuna is a likeness of what is in the Shemaim, what is in the heavens above. We have this in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. So in light of this, how can we explain Jah's commandment to create Kirubim, cherubim, for Ha'aron, for the Tabot, for the Ark? Now, the sages, they say that the word altar, The word altar in the Hebrew is Mizbeach. 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 Some say this is an acronym, Mizbeach. We have the Mem, the Zayin, the Beit, and the Chet, right? Or the M, Z, B, C, H, or K, H, Chet, right? Some explain this as an acronym for four Hebrew words. One is Mechila, forgiveness, which can be sought by korban or sacrifice. Second is zechut, which is merit, zechut or zechut, merit, gained from obedience to Shema, to hear and obey to the rites or the ritual. Third is the bracha, which is the blessing that comes from trusting in Elohim's provision for the chatat, for the akri falling short. And fourthly, we have the word chayim. Chayim, Hebraically, is life or lives, but in the sense of life. Chayim, that comes, may Elohim, come from Elohim's grace. So, how do you understand, and how should we understand the meskel, the cross of Gittai Yesus, the cross of Ha'adon Yeshua, in these terms of the Mizbeach, the altar? When Elohim told Moshe, when he told Moshe to ascend Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, to receive the tablets of the Aseret HaDebarim, the Aser Tekalat, of the 10 words, of the 10 commandments, he said, come up to me on Hahar, on Harana, on the mountain, and wait there. And wait there, that I may give you tablets of stone with the law and the commandment, with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction, which I've written for their instruction, that you may teach them for their instruction. Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Now, since the narrative, it records only the instructions for creating HaMishkan, the tabernacle. However, the sages, they wondered what this meant. How central do you think the idea of sacrifice and worship is to the idea, the seed of HaTorah, of Jalor, of the instructions, the directions? The word teruma, this Torah portion, Shabbat teruma, here in Shemot, Shemot teruma, 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 what does it mean, Chabarim? Teruma means gift from the heart, a free will offering, a heartical offering, which is sometimes contrasted by the word tzedakah, the tzedakah. Tzedakah, which is considered the moral duty. With the tzedakah, we have the moral duty or righteousness, tzedakah, to give to those in need. The Hebrew phrase Gemiluta Hasidim, the bestowal of kindness. Gemulut Hasidim, the bestowal of Hasidim, of kindness, of loving kindness, or the practice of Chesed. Chesed. Chesed, Hebraically, is love, is mercy. Mercy. Love, the gift of the heart. Yidabenu libo. The gift of the heart is regarded as greater. It's greater than tzedakah. Why is it greater than tzedakah? It's greater than tzedakah, the teruma, the gift of the heart, yidavenu libo, is greater than tzedakah, the moral duty or righteousness, because love. Love anticipates the needs of others, and it acts from a sense of compassion. As an old Judaic proverb, it states, tzedakah awaits the cry of distress. Benevolence anticipates the cry of distress. Let's discuss and reason. Come make a reason on how you, how I express love for HaElohim, the true good, the true God. How we express love for Jah in I life.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. When I say more, you say fire. More fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sister Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
Hell, I do missionary soldiers in the army. Who no righteous apostles serving the Almighty. Could rally round your throne, rally round the justice sound. Cause that soon bar must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice will be ready now.
Justice! Now read it!
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yes, shalom, chavarim, shalom, ami. This is where we're seeking to get to for this Torah portion reading and feeding. The sanctuary, the chapel, Selassie is the chapel, the sanctuary of the heart. The sanctuary of the heart. Now, in this sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding right here, in I Rastafari Sabbatical Studies, we have the 19th Torah portion reading and feeding known as Teruma. Teruma, the offering, the contribution. Yidabenu libo, of the willing heart. In this Torah portion, HaElohim, the true good, the true God, Jah, he asked Jah people, Ha'am, the people to offer gifts from the heart. Yidabenu libo, gifts from the heart, heartical offerings, heartical gifts to create a place for him. A makom, standing, a spot, a makom for him. He says, let them make me a sanctuary. Let them make me a sanctuary, a holy place that I may dwell in their midst. We have this in this 19th sabbatical study in Exodus chapter 25 and 8. Exodus chapter 25 and 8, Ve'asu li mikdash, ve'shakanti betokam. He says, let them make me a sanctuary. Make them make me a sanctuary. Ve'asu. Somebody say, Ve'asu? Ve'asu. Asu. To make. Asu. Y'all, like, let them, like, you know, we'asuli, make for me, y'all, make for me, asuli, we'asuli, make for li, for me, mikdash, a sanctuary, a holy place, in the sense of the chapel, We asuli mikdash, we shakanti, we shakanti, that I may dwell shakanti, shakanti betokam, betokam, that I may dwell betokam, betokam, in their midst. Now, the Hebrew word for sanctuary, mikdash. In the Hebrew, we have mikdash. In the Ethiopic, the Roman Amharic, we have mekdes, mekdes. So we have mikdash here in the Hebraic, which comes from the root word, the Afro-Shemitic root word, kadash, the kadash, kadash, kadash. And kadash or kedese means to be set apart, to be set apart as sacred, to set apart. A mikdash is therefore a set-apart space, a set-apart place, a holy place that represents something that is treasured, something that is valued, something of worth, worth-shipped, a place of beauty, a place of worth-ship, a refuge, a place of rest. Other words that share this root, this Afro-Semitic, Shemitic root idea, they include Kedusha. We say Kedusha. Kedusha is holiness. Kedusha is islandness. Kedusha is set-apartness. And Kedushin. We have the Kedushin is the betrothal. The betrothal in to be given in marriage. The Kedushim. We have Kaddish. The Kaddish is the sanctification, the setting apart as holy, as Isla. We have the Kiddush. The Kiddush is marking sacred time or marking the Iowa, the time, space, continuum as set apart, the Kiddush, and so on. When Ha'elohim, when he said, let them make for me a mikdash, we'asu li mikdash, let them make for me a mikdash, then he was inviting Ha'am, he was inviting the people, he was inviting Jah people to make a sacred, a set-apart place within their hearts. Within their hearts and their minds for his presence, for his face, his grace, his presence, his perception to be manifest. The, quote, material, end quote, required to make this place was ultimately the heart. This is why he says, Yidabeinu, Yidabeinu libo, those whose hearts are willing, their hearts maketh them willing. This place ultimately is the heart of the matter, the sanctuary of the heart, expressed in free will offerings given l'Elohim. Given to Elohim, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. So the purpose of the Mikdash, the holy place, the set-apart space, was for Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, to dwell, as he says, Wishakanti, Tishakan, as we have in the word for tabernacle, Mishkan, Shakan, Shakan, to dwell. He says, Wishakanti betokam, and I may dwell, that I may dwell betokam. Betokam, in their midst. Note that the word dwell comes from the root shakan. Shakan, it means to lodge together, to lodge together, or to lie down with someone. To lay down with someone is to shakan. To lodge together is to shakan. And therefore the mishkan, ha mishkan, is called the mishkan, a set apart place. This is intended for rest, both for rest and intimacy. Inviting John's presence, his face, his perception within our hearts gives us communion, common union, tawahido, oneness, and fellowship with him and within him, and him in I, and I in I in him, that oneness there. Now, the sages, they note that the phrase, that I may dwell in their midst, could be translated as that I may dwell within them. We shakanti bitokam. We and shakanti. Shakanti. Shakanti bitokam. That I may dwell with them. Suggesting that the point of HaMishkan, of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place, was to bring Elohim within the hearts of Amo, of his people, his Bu. We must create a space, a holy place within our hearts. In other words, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, to dwell, to tabernacle, to dwell, to abide within I and I. Ha'adon Yeshua, Geta Yesus. Likewise, he told us that we would experience peace, shalom, and joy when we would, quote, abide in him, end quote. Now, some of the sages have said that the physical, the five cycle, the tabernacle, and later the hekel, known as the temple or the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy place, the Beit HaMikdash, was given as a concession. Some say that it was given as a concession for the frailty, the weakness of man. After all, when the Ha'am, when the people, Jah people, had opportunity to encounter Ha'Elohim without any mediator at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, what happened? They shrank back in terror and in fear and in dread. HaMishkan then presented a form of, quote, mediation, end quote, that provided symbols, learn to read the sign language to help bring the Shemayim down to the Eretz, to the earthly plane. The Phi cycle, the physical presence of HaMishkan, it attempted to convey a sense in the innermost of the inner sense of the eminence of HaElohim in HaOlam, in the world. Kadosh, 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 Yahuwah, Elohei Tzavaot. Holy, holy, holy is the Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts. The whole world is filled with Kavodo, with his glory, Kabru. In Yeshaya chapter 6, Isaiah 6 and 3. The scriptures plainly teach, however, that there is literally no makom. There's no makom. There's no place where Egziavia, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, HaElohim, can truly five cycle dwell. When King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, Negu Solomon, when he livicated or dedicated what is known as the Beit HaMikdash, the temple in Yerushalayim, he prayed, will HaElohim indeed dwell on the Eretz, on the earthly plane? Behold, Shemaim, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you. How much less this bait that I have built? First Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Likewise, the prophet Jeremiah, he reports the word of Yahweh, quote, "Do I not fill the Shemaim and the Eretz, heaven and earth?" In Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 24. When understood and understood in this light, in light and illumination of this truth, of the Emet, Ha-Emet, the truth, the reality, it is clear that HaMishkan, the tabernacle, was meant to symbolize a deeper, so to speak, spiritual, psycho-spiritual reality of the heart. As Ha'adon Yeshua Roveinu said, "The kingdom of Elohim is within you." In Luke's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 21. The deepest message of HaMishkan, however, has to do with sacrificial chesed, sacrificial love, that love drawing near, that love, that sacrificial love. The entire reason for the sacrificial system was to draw us close to HaElohim, the source, the true good, the true God. The sacrifice of an innocent animal for the sake of a akar, a lacquer, a sinner, it provided tangible tikwa, tesla, hope, expectation that a holy, a set-apart and perfectly righteous Elohim made a way, the way and means for love, chesed, mercy, and acceptance to prevail for good over evil. Indeed, the idea of sacrifice is korban. Korban, Karab, Karabe, Korban, a word that means to draw near, Karov, L'Elohim, to Elohim. The various sacrificial rituals, they were examples and shadows of the heavenly reality that was given in the sacrifice of Adonenu Yeshua, of Getachin Yesus, the Lamb of God, because of Adonenu Yeshua, Elohim Jah draws near to I and I so that we can be empowered and enabled to draw near to he who be, who he be. He is the ultimate korban that brings I and I into eternal chaburim, fellowship, chibret, with Elohim. Yeshua is Ha'ab's gift of the heart. His Yidveinu Libo, given for you, given for I, given for I and I. The love of Ekziav, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, put the dam, the blood of Beino on the Meskel, just as the Chesed of Elohim provided the Mizbeach at the Mishkan. Or the love of Jah put the blood of his son on the cross, just as the love of God provided the altar at the tabernacle. Both in the sacrificial rites and the rituals of the brazen mizbeach, the copper brazen altar, and in their latter fulfillment in the crucifixion of Yeshua. The heart, heartically speaking, needs to trust and credit in Elohim's personal chesed, personal love. Yeshua, he stands at the door and Knox ready to eat a, quote, covenant ratification meal, sup, end quote, with all who are trusting in him. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. May you and I and I find courage to open I and I hearts to him now.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
On the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified. You see,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahado, the true teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value.
Jesus Christus when Jesus Christ was born from Virgin Mary, from that time on, he lived an exemplary life, a life which men everywhere must emulate. This life and the faith that he has taught us assures us of salvation, assures us also of harmony and good life upon earth. Because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. He taught us that all men are equal, regardless of sex, their national origin and tribe. And he also taught us, all who seek him shall find him. To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.
Imperial Majesty, what advice would you give a person who is considering the claims of Christ, perhaps for the first time?
I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love, and that it's necessary to conduct oneself in a manner that we have been taught to do in the Bible. I would advise him to read and to study the Bible. I would also advise him to seek secular knowledge. For the one, the more one knows, the more he realizes the need for a prime mover, the need for a creator. A creator who's good, and the need for salvation and also for peaceful life upon earth. I'll also tell him to learn and to think for himself the ways he would serve the Lord. In this thought and in this undertaking of his, he will inevitably find the way of serving his fellow men, for his faith would then be manifested by his conduct. If Christians behave in this way, if we dedicate ourselves to this fundamental task, then we will have a peaceful world and will be assured of not transgressing against the will and the commandments of God.
Your Imperial Majesty, are there any incidents in your life which stand in your memory as times when faith in Christ sustained you?
There are many instances in my life where the belief in the Almighty and the Christian faith has sustained me, times of trouble and difficulties. No matter what may befall a human being, he can always succeed in overcoming it in time if he has the strength of faith and praise to God. For inevitably, he comes to the assistance of those that believe in him, and those that through their work live an exemplary life. This goes not only for Christians in my view, but for all men. I think God commiserates with those that find themselves in misfortune.
Only my life class, yeah, with the joy, Rastafari, a winner race naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough, a time ghetto youth to shine enough. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sildesai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise on thee. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no other like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio, Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sildesai, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El
order. You stay with me. True was my hustle. My Lord is my savior. True was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave in the mountain. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conqueror Lion. Bonani Maja, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. There's two angels to the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. There's two angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall have a blessing right on me. Now this good wide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. There's two angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakam Na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year with the joy. That's the fire.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Iwan right there with El Shaddai. In the mystery of the Hebrew Trinity, HaShelush HaKadosh, El Shaddai is the attribute of the sun. And it's interesting, the almighty attribute of the sun. And to see his majesty and his word sound called the attribute of, we say, God as the almighty, which corresponds to the El Shaddai right there, there, there. Build on that little more right here, here, here. Here we have Dejna, Dejna with Adonai, Adonai.
Sure. Oh,
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
King Selassie is the Almighty I. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
Bless you. We find your peace out in the God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
Rastafari,
Shalom, 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 Shalom.